In the name of our blessed Jesus, who loves us and calls us to love him in return. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. I invite you to take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to our text from 1 John. Not the Gospel of John, but the first epistle, the first book of John. If you're a visitor with us tonight and don't have a Bible at home, we encourage you to take one of the pew Bibles as our gift to you so that you can read and study God's Word also throughout the week. The theme for tonight is loving like the Savior. As Pastor mentioned, this is Good Shepherd Weekend. The songs that we've been singing thus far, the text for today remind us of what a wonderful season this is and a beautiful weekend to concentrate our thoughts, our prayers, our worship on Him who is our Good Shepherd. I don't know if you keep these pictures in mind, but these kind of images come to mind for me when I think of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. I hope that for you, the 23rd Psalm may come to mind. Jesus is our Good Shepherd. He's the shepherd who watches over and cares for us. What the Psalm tells us, Psalm 23, is that He prepares a place for us, pastures that are green and verdant. There are quiet waters, so that whatever we need to eat and drink, whatever we need to be comforted and cared for, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, promises He will provide for us. Remember, the 23rd Psalm also says that your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The rod is the club that the shepherd uses to beat away the wild beasts that try to tear at and would destroy and kill and devour the sheep. His rod does comfort us, because we know that Jesus stands between us and our enemies of sin, death, and the power of the devil. And He protects, He cares for us, He loves and saves us. His staff comforts us too. That crooked staff, you see it here, that the shepherd holds, so that when the sheep is almost out of reach, when the sheep needs to be rescued, when the lamb can't help itself, the shepherd reaches down with his crook and picks up the sheep under its front legs and then rescues it, bringing it to safety. Jesus is our Good Shepherd. Not just the picture of sheep and a shepherd, but the picture of the Master and His disciples. Both in the New Testament times, both those first disciples, but especially picture yourself with Jesus as your Good Shepherd, as the one who watches over and cares for and comforts and loves and helps you in your time of need. Jesus says in our gospel reading tonight, at least three times, I lay down my life for you. Pastor just reminded us in a sermon recently, he said, when God says something in a text three times, guess what? You better listen. And that's what we see in the gospel reading. As John, the evangelist, writes in the gospel reading from John chapter 10, Jesus said, I lay down my life for my sheep. I lay down my life for my sheep. I lay down my life. Someone else doesn't take my life, but I willingly lay it down, and then I take it back myself. That's the message of the Good Shepherd. The message of the shepherd who says, I am willing to do for you what you can't do for yourself. I will provide. I will comfort. I will care. I will forgive. He lays down his life because He loves us. And that's what John also tells us in John chapter 15. I do lay down my life for my sheep because I love them. John chapter 15 reminds us no greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life. John chapter 15, Jesus speaking says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. That's his command. That's his promise. That's what he's done for you and for me. He's laid down his life for us so that we could have life, and he calls us likewise to love enough to care for others who are in need, to be able and willing to lay down our lives for those who are in need. Now that brings us to our text, the epistle, the first book of John. In the first book of John, chapter 3, if you're there for our text tonight, I think the question is, what is love? Unfortunately, in our world today, the word love is so often used that I think it's misused and misunderstood. Now, what do you think love means? Well, somebody might say, I just love pizza, deep dish pizza, or I love Italian food, or I love German food, or I, whatever. Do you really love those foods? Well, no, I like them. I think they're delicious foods, but is that really what the sum and substance of love is? That cheapens what love is. Well, maybe you would say, I love sports teams, and I know in this group there are some Shockers fans, or some K-State fans, or KU fans. I love my sports teams. Whether they're college teams or professional teams, I love those. Well, do you really? No, I like to follow them. I like to watch them. But you know, if we say we love them, maybe that cheapens what we really mean by what love is. What do you mean by love? This is an image we had a couple of weeks ago, and it was a reminder of a tranquil scene. Maybe a vacation scene, a lake scene, a fishing scene, a quiet, comforting scene. I love vacation. I love time away. I love relaxation. Well, is that really what we mean? No, love is a lot more than that. That's what our text tells us tonight. That's what Jesus says to us. Jesus says, this is love. Not that you have loved me, but that I have loved you, and I have given myself for you. As you see in me, so you should also do. In our text from 1 John chapter 3, Jesus says, I have loved you, and I have given myself for you. Now you also ought to give yourselves for one another. It seems to me that Jesus did a beautiful job of showing what real love is. It is true that Jesus gave up his life on the cross. It is true that he gave the ultimate sacrifice. No greater love has anyone than this, that he lay down his life for his friends, and you are my friends. At the same time, I think that it's sometimes easy to say, I'm willing to lay down my life, but the question is, am I willing to live my life for one that I say that I truly love? And Jesus did both. In his earthly ministry, he demonstrated what life and what love is. To love every day in word and in action. By what he said, by what he did, by how he demonstrated to them how he was willing to live for them. And ultimately, then, to die for him. So, what are you willing to do? Jesus says, love and live as I have loved and lived. I think it's easy for us to say, I'm willing to lay down my life for you. I'm willing to die for you. But you know, ultimately, that's only once. And it's easy to say, because how often do we have to put it into practice? Not very often. Maybe we never have to truly demonstrate our love by dying for someone. It seems to me perhaps the harder thing to do is to be willing to love someone enough to live for them. Those were some of the examples I gave to the children earlier. Who gets the bigger piece of cake? Who controls the remote control? Who is it that goes first? Who receives honor and is given gifts? Sometimes it's harder to live for someone else, than it is to say we're willing to die for someone. God calls us to put our life, He calls us to put our love into practice and into action. And that's what the epistle lesson for tonight says. John says, if you have material goods, but you don't share with those who are in need, is that really love? It isn't really love. You can say it, but if you don't live it, that's not real love. If you have food, for example, or see that someone's in need of food, but you don't provide for them, that's not loving. If you see that someone is in need of clothing and you have what you could provide to others, but you don't, then you don't really love the way you say you do. If you have material goods, if you have wealth, if you have money that someone else needs and you keep it only and always for yourself, that's not good enough. That's not real love. You know, I think this ties perfectly with this weekend, a weekend of Love Wichita. Over the course of the last several days this week, there are those from our congregation who've prepared for and done things in our community. And this morning and this afternoon especially, members of our congregation have gone out into our community to put the love of Christ in action. Not to just say we love our community, not just to say we want to show Christ to others, but to do things in such a way that demonstrate the life, the love, and the forgiveness, which is ours, and through Christ, which is for all our community and for all the world. James in the New Testament said something similar when he talked about putting faith into action. Maybe it's another way to talk about putting our love into action as well. I'd ask you to read it with me as we read from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. Could you read with me? What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. James said the same thing. And isn't that what the evangelist Matthew says in Matthew 25? Jesus quoted, on the last day, when all the people of the whole world, of the history of the world, stand before him, and he says to them, when I was hungry or thirsty, when I was in prison, or when I was sick, you did not do these things for me. And some will say, some of the sheep will say, Lord, when? And some of the goats will say, when? When did we see you naked or thirsty or hungry? When did we see you in prison or in need and didn't help you? And Jesus said, when you didn't do it for those you did see, you didn't do it for me either. And then he'll say to the sheep, you did these things. And they'll say, when, Lord? The sheep will say, when did we see you in these conditions or needs? And he'll say, when you did it for the least of these, you did it also for me. You put your faith into action. You knew what real love was because you loved in a way that was more than just words, but in action and in deed. Jesus calls us to have faith which is alive. He calls us to have a love which is living. And that's why in our text tells us, you know, don't just speak, not just words or tongue, to say I love, but he says, put your love into action and into deeds. And that's where we visit those who are sick or ill. That's where we provide and give to those who are in need of the common things we have to give to others. And that's where we also give of ourselves, our time and our talents, to show real love in action. That's what Jesus does. That's what he calls you and me to do. That's what Jesus did for you, and that's what he calls us to do for others. Sometimes we're selfish. Sometimes we think only of ourselves, me and my wife and our family, we only, and not others. Jesus laid down his life to forgive you and me when that is our practice and habit. And he calls us to live. He calls us to love in a better way, with actions and with deeds and in words as well. I love you, Jesus said, and Jesus shows. Now, I want you to love also in word and deed, to love like the Savior. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the life and in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Good Shepherd. Amen.